A determined and confident U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry leaving Israel earlier this week, telling reporters talks are on the right track.
The path is becoming clearer. The puzzle is becoming more defined.
In a West Bank village Tuesday, more confusion and violence.
I was working on my land along with my tractor driver, and we sat down to eat and to have lunch. Suddenly, around 30 Jewish settlers came towards us. We ran away and we started shouting and asking for help.
Israel's military said it responded to reports of stone throwing between settlers and Palestinian farmers, later evacuating 11 settlers. It is in situations like this that U.S. talk of moving toward a framework agreement, getting the core issues in focus, starts to fall short. Neil Chris with the U.S. Institute of Peace.
People need to see that this negotiation results also in positive changes on a day-to-day basis, and not just efforts to make things look better, but real efforts that are way stations that move in the direction of a Palestinian state and a two-state solution.
Yet wherever Palestinians and Israelis look, there are still signs little so far has changed, whether Israel's continued building of settlements on contested lands or Palestinians celebrating the release of prisoners, men Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called murderers.
Instead of preparing Palestinians for peace, Palestinian leaders are teaching them to hate Israel.
Chief Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat took his own shots, suggesting to London-based Ashraq al-Assad he fears for the life of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, referencing old, discredited allegations that Israel poisoned the late Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Yet there are those who think a framework agreement is still possible.
Part of the reality is that this is driven by two leaders who do not want to be blamed for the collapse of this process.
But Aaron David Miller, a former State Department advisor who has been a part of past negotiations, says getting much further with Mr. Netanyahu and Mr. Abbas will be a challenge.
The reality is, to do this, you need them to be heroic peacemakers, because they strategically have bought off on this, and they are prepared to take the kinds of decisions necessary. That's not the case here.
For now, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry seems determined to try. Jeff Selden, VOA News.